第85课.
We're certainly glad we did a dry run on our new marketing plan for California before we sent our salesmen out. We found so many things wrong that we're designing the whole thing over. The chairman is to arrive in 2 hours, and we still have a lot to do. Please hurry up and complete your work before 10 o'clock. We need to save at least half an hour for another dry run. It was a waste of time to go to my party's state convention this year. It was all cut and dried. The same old speakers saying the same things they said last year. Dad, I've no doubt that you'll make a fine speech tomorrow. What really concerns me is my father-in-law. He tends to repeat what he said in the past. That will sound all cut and dried, and possibly spoil the atmosphere of the wedding.
第86课.
Everybody had fun at Sally's party, but when it came time to clean up the mess, all the guests left in a hurry, and Sally was left high and dry to do all the work by herself. John, Jack, and Mary all urged me to give a big party to celebrate my promotion. They promised to help out with the preparation, but so far they've done nothing, saying they are too busy. It seems that I've been left high and dry and have to do all the work by myself. Oh, why don't you dry up? I'm sick and tired of hearing you complain all the time. If you don't like the job, why don't you go out and look for another one? It's not that you don't have a choice. After he lost the election, Senator Blank had 2 months left in his term, but he saw his political power dry up overnight, as people know very well that he'll be out of the picture soon.
第87课.
I've been in the doghouse with my mom and dad ever since they saw my grades from last semester. I admit that I failed math and barely passed English, but these are tough courses. My wife and I each have a son from our first marriages. Somehow, her son always likes to disturb my son when he's doing his homework. The other day, I tried to discipline him, and that got me in the doghouse with my wife. We've lost so much that we're between a rock and a hard place. I can't decide whether to try to borrow money and pay higher interest than we can afford, or else sell out and probably lose half of our investment. Lisa finds herself between a rock and a hard place. If she decides to stay with her husband, she'll be beaten from time to time, or even killed one day. If she is determined to divorce him, he probably will kill her before she hires a lawyer.
第88课.
Charlie sure gave us a bad recommendation when he said that new rock group from England is so great. We heard their concert last night, and it was terrible. Believe me, a real bummer. My wife and I like to try different restaurants. Some restaurants are very reasonable, but their food is very tasty. Others, however, charge a lot, yet the food is lousy. But none of them we've tried could be worse than the Chinese restaurant close to my home. It's a real bummer. A lot of people blame the mayor for our roads being in such bad shape, but I think he's getting a bum rap. The problem is, the city council won't give him enough money to fix them. I cleaned up the office at 6 as usual, but someone messed up the place with leftover food and beer bottles. My boss blamed me for not having cleaned up properly. I was so mad at getting this kind of bum rap.
第八十九课。
Jack won the race last week with flying colors, but other athletes suspected he had taken drugs before the race. I know Jack well. He's a person with high moral standards. I'm sure he won the race fair and square without any cheating. I admit I've piled up a certain amount of money during the past 10 years, but I made every penny fair and square. I've never cheated others, and at the same time, I don't let anybody else cheat me. When I buy a new car, I buy it from Bill Green. He's always very honest with customers, so you can depend on him to give you a fair shake when it comes to getting a good price. My supervisor always assigns me to tackle the tough jobs, but when there's a promotion, he tends to forget me. Several times, people less qualified than I am got promoted. I don't think my supervisor has given me a fair shake.
第九十课。
Politics is a tougher business now than it used to be. These days, a candidate is fair game for the press. They'll poke into every corner of his past life to see what scandal they can dig up. Jeff, you've got to stand up for your rights at work. If you keep on making concessions and let people dump their work on you, pretty soon you'll become fair game for your colleagues to take advantage of. Larry is the teacher's fair-haired boy in our English class. He pretends to her face that she's the best teacher he's ever had, but he says nothing but nasty things behind her back. I can understand why our boss likes Carol, because she's capable and efficient. But Jim is really good for nothing, and he's always behind schedule for his work. I can't figure out what he did to become the boss's fair-haired boy.